Today, I intended to begin to write. Stories are waiting like distant thunderstorms, grumbling and flickering on the grey horizon. And there are emails and introductions and a book, a whole damn book about a country and a journey and belief. I'm here to write. I made a chair. I opened a cardboard box with a blade. I assembled the blade, removed the parts, carried them carefully upstairs. Functional seating for today's workplace. I pressed 5 casters into the base, learned that they press in with the most satisfying pop. Attached the armrests with the screws puzzling over the left and the right of it, and the screws not being what they should be, as described in the instructions. And then the base beneath the seat, attached with 6 40mm screws that were puzzlingly 6 45mm screws. Then the headpiece to the chair back to the seat, which is where the problems start as the middle screw on either side declines to penetrate and thread. This all takes time. Orson Welles is Harry Lime on the old radio as I assemble my chair. Orson meets a dame and a crooked fortune teller and a fat man and a New York gang boss in exile, and has slept with the dame, solved the mystery, read the script, and pocketed the money before I have assembled my chair. Making a book is a little like making a chair. Perhaps it ought to come with warnings, like the chair instructions. A folded piece of paper slipped into each copy. Warning, only for one person at a time. Do not use as a stool or stepladder. Failure to follow these warnings can result in serious injury. One day I will write a book, and when I am done, I will climb it like a stool or a stepladder, or like a high old wooden ladder propped against the side of a plum tree in the autumn, and I will be gone. But for now, I shall follow these warnings and finish making a chair.